fun. We are young. It's Brian and Trisha. We are Quixie 98.3. They're not young. They're possibly, we believe, the oldest city incorporated in Hardin County, Kentucky. And we're talking about the city of West Point. Their mayor is here with us this morning. It's the first time we're actually meeting you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Now, pronounce your name so we don't get it wrong.
Cerisi. Okay. Sir Easy. That's what they call me in high school.
Sir Easy.
I like that.
Richard Cerisi is here with us this morning. And how long have you been in office? Just this year, right?
I took office January 1st. Yes, sir.
So you hit the ground running. You've been out and being involved in a lot of local political forums and speaking at public places. And one of those was yesterday at a legislative breakfast held in the city of Vine Grove. And you're kind of getting rave reviews for the speech you gave. And it lighthearted and fun, but yet still, there's a lot of factual stuff out there people need to realize.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's when you're on the bill with Mayor Gregory and Mayor Duvall and then Mayor Cerisi, it's, you know, I'm the kid that is on the team just because everybody likes him, but he really can't play. And once you're up 50 points, you let him in and you think, God, I hope he makes a basket. Well, that's me.
So you're Rudy. You know, yeah, if we're looking at classic sports films.
Yeah, you
know.
There you go. Yeah. At best.
Well, listen, Vine Grove is a really, really interesting place.
West
for
Point
a lot
is
of
reasons.
Yeah, it is. But what I'm getting at is, you know, we have every town we have in Hardin County that is incorporated, they're all so different from each other.
Absolutely.
And each of them has their own flavor and their own thing. West Point is an anomaly because you can't get there from here.
You cannot. It is we have the privilege of being one of the oldest cities in Hardin County and in Kentucky, and the only city in the state that you can't get to from where you started. You have to drive through another county to get to us.
So there are people who think that West Point is the southernmost part of Jefferson County.
Yes, and the easternmost, the westernmost part of Bullitt County, the northernmost county, Meade County. We're just out there. I'm really thinking about seceding and becoming my own county. What the heck?
Come on. The county of West Point.
There you go.
It's the 121st county in the state of Kentucky.
I think we can do it.
Well, you know, there's a really a rich history there, you know, because of the river and where it sits and its importance to, you know, warfare, mm-hmm. Exploration,
right.
The transportation of goods up and down the river, you know, to the Gulf and to the middle part of the United States, as well as just, you know, I've heard of Lewis and Clark.
Yes.
You know, they came through there.
They did. They did. Picked up a couple of the people that were on the expedition there. And went on west. So yeah, it's because of its location, it played heavily in the early development of the country, westernmost point of civilization. That's why it's called West Point in its day. A couple of Indian attacks slowed things down, but eventually we got there. So yeah, there's a lot of history there to be preserved and enjoyed, and then it's just a beautiful little town.
It's unlike any place else we have here. It's got a small town feel to it, but that rich, rich history, the gorgeous riverfront down there. I mean, take a sack lunch. Go down and sit by the river.
It is a great place to visit. And I voted there. You know, I mean, there's lots of stuff you could do, you know. I mean, you just may have to think outside the box a little bit. Well, but it's definitely a place to go visit.
Yes, and we're trying to work on some development along the Dixie Highway Corridor. We think that's the best shot we have for really big development. But we also were working on getting full possession of the old school that closed and being able to turn that into either small business incubators or maybe a wedding venue, something that we can use for it to generate income so the community can still use the building at not a great expense. It's a pretty large facility, and maintenance and upkeep's a little bit would be a struggle for us without some outside revenue.
There's a museum there.
There is. And Monty Matthews is our curator of volunteer. Most everything in West Point gets done as volunteer. We don't have a lot of paid employees, but And there's a ton of history in there. There's a lot of history of about West Point, and then all the families that is. So anyone who's ever lived or lived near there, Monty's probably knows something about you or your family that maybe you don't want to know.
Fort Duffield is just really a big part of history, and it's just outside of that. Can you tell us about that? A lot of people don't realize how important that was to the Civil War effort.
Well, Fort Duffield is really coming into its own, and it is a city park. Just recently, we had the Enduro, which is a mountain bike race. I didn't know anything about mountain bike racing until this started, and for some reason, these people think it's fun to ride a bicycle down a mountain, which makes no sense. I mean, any event that you have to have EMS standing by is probably just not a good thing to do, you know. Anyway, Fort Duffield is rapidly becoming like the mountain bike mecca of the area because we have a large vertical drop. Kimba, Kentucky Mountain Bike Association, has built in a couple extra trails there. We had about, I think they had 135 riders for that event a couple weeks ago.
Who would have thunk?
You know, here and there you are. In the middle of West Point, Kentucky, riding a bicycle down a mountain. Who knows?
Somehow it makes sense.
Right.
But Fort Duffield was important during the Civil War because it was really put there to protect Louisville. And depending on who you talk to, it changed the complexion of the war. The war would not have been won had it not been for Fort Duffield. But, you know, I think you can stretch history in any shape you wanted to these days.
Sure so. You can. History's written after everything's over.
Exactly. And to suit the parties involved.
Sure enough. Well, if folks want to find out more about West Point, what do you recommend they do?
Come see us. We have this event coming up on April 29th, which is just Saturday. It is our first where we've combined our citywide yard sale and our cleanup along with food trucks. And we got some food trucks coming in. I'm looking up here. It's going to be a good event. It's going to be in the park. We got four food trucks, Upper's Pastries, Kona Ice, Franklin's Smoke Shack and Grill. I can't wait to see what they're going to have. And Scratch Batch Homemade Goodness. So all kinds of good food. We got 26. Right now we have 26 people signed up for the yard sale. We're going to kind of do a little passport to where if you come in and pick up your passport and you make all 26 places, you're going to get registered for a prize.
Mm.
So we're trying to make it as much fun as possible. It's going to be on the river, going to be a beautiful day. And if nothing else, ride up and see us. And, you know, I know most people from this part, from E-Town, are going to have to put it in Google Maps and maybe drop breadcrumbs to get their way back. But, yes, it's just like straight up.
It's not hard.
Straight up Dixie Highway. You know, veer off right before you go over Salt River and you'll be there.
And what time is this going to be?
The yard sale starts at 8. We're going to have a breakfast food truck there at 8, and then the other food trucks come in through the day.
So, and it lasts until what time?
4.
4 o'clock.
We hope, unless it's just rocking and rolling and, you know, somebody with a bar cart shows up. You know how that works.
And it's the location again?
It's the all the festivities are actually in Veterans Park, which is 510 Elm Street. It's right across from City Hall. You can't miss it.
All right.
If you drive to West Point and then just keep trying to get to the river, you'll find us.
Well, I think it sounds like a great time, a great opportunity to visit West Point if you've not been there, if it's been a long time. And who doesn't love a yard sale?
Right. Well,
trucks.
I keep telling you, it's like come by our junk, and that's JUNQUE, not JUNK, but come by our junk, and then we'll buy back from you next year. You know, we'll come to your yard sale and buy back. And so I've always all thought that was the purpose of yard sales, just to meet people and transfer stuff. So.
I love it. All right. Mayor Richard Cerisi. Did I say it right?
Correct.
Cerisi.
Very good.
All right, from West Point. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
We are Quixie 98.3.